Supreme outrage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Conservatives cannot believe that the president would challenge the Supreme Court's authority to overturn Obamacare.
I'm confident that the Supreme Court will not take what would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step.
Unprecedented? That's the court's job, to overturn unconstitutional laws. Is this man ignorant of history? I say we consult a historian, and not just any historian. I want to consult a conservative historian. Would a reputable president even hint at challenging the role of the Supreme Court?
People tend to forget. The Supreme Court in Dred Scott ruled that slavery extended to the whole country. And Lincoln said very specifically, nine people cannot create the law of the land or you have eliminated our freedom as a people.
That's Newt Gingrich, former speaker, former presidential candidate, and conservative historian, who even went so far as to tell Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation that judges who issue bonehead decisions should be subpoenaed to testify before Congress.
Would you send the Capitol Police down to arrest him?
If you had to.
If you had to. So whatever you think about the president calling out the Supreme Court, I have to say that all the Huffington and Puffington going on here strikes me as a little drama queenish. When the issues are gay marriage and school prayer and abortion, conservatives cheerfully trash the courts. And when it comes to health care, liberals are apparently poised to do the same thing. All I know is, at some point, no matter what the court does, somebody's going to have to figure out a way to pay for health care. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.